It's okay to live a life that others don't understand. One of the things I had to learn on this journey was I had to stop seeking to be understood. Because what I learned was that some people are committed to misunderstanding you. And what I learned also was those were my people. Because my people are going to understand me. I don't have to try too hard. I don't have to convince you of anything. I can just stand in my truth and be authentically and unapologetically myself. And you're going to get me. Those are your people. You want to be in the spaces where you're accepted, where you're easily accepted. You don't want to show up in spaces where you have to dim your light or dummy yourself down. Or lower your standards, or lower who God has called you to be on this journey. Those are not the spaces for you. And I can say that with conviction in my heart because I had to learn the hard way that those weren't spaces for me. I learned that where God wants to have me, or where I should be, or where my clan is, my tribe, or my people, I'm going to be welcome. I'm going to be easily accepted. I'm not going to have to dim my light so that you can shine. And I also had to learn to keep things between me and God. Not everything needs to be publicized or talked about or shared with people. I have some things, a lot of my life, I keep it just between me and God. Because God knows my heart. He knows me better than anyone. Why not trust him with my deepest secrets, my desires? Because he already knows. Learned that sometimes when I share things too soon to people, they have monitoring spirits and spirits attached to them that they're not even aware of. And then once they get a hold of it, then the plan that I've been working on, then the vision that God has placed down on the inside of me has not even come to fruition because I spoke on it too soon, right? Because I sought validation from these people, right? I want them to say, hey, like Jacob. Hey, God is doing this in my life. God is doing that in my life. You don't have to do that. Stop doing that. Keep your what's going on, the vision that God gave you to you. If God wanted them to see the vision, he would have given it to them. I had to learn it the hard way. I was like, Carla, if God would have given you and wanted them to see the vision, he would have given it to them. He gave it to me because he knew he could trust me with the plan to carry it out and to bring it to fruition. I don't have to talk about it. I don't have to publicize it. I don't have to post it on social media. I don't have to tell it to my close friends. I can keep that between me and God. And I've learned that things work out better that way when I do it that way. When I keep between me and God, it just works out better for me. I don't have to worry about, oh, did I say this to the wrong people? Oh, was it a monitoring spirit attached to that person? I don't have to worry about these things because I kept it between me and God. And one thing about God, he's not going to utter your secrets to anyone. One thing about God, he's not going to go behind your back and tell them such and such about you. He's going to hold on to it because he's God and he knows your heart and he knows that he could trust you in this season, in this time. But you have to understand that if I have to over-explain myself, if I have to over-give, if I have to overextend, that's not from God. That's not what I need. That's not what God wants me to have. Because whatever God wants you to have, it's going to come easy without effort. All you have to do is show up and who he called you to be. You don't have to be anybody else. You can be unapologetically who God calls you to be, and that's okay. I'm here to tell you, if you have people around you, close to you, that are questioning you, what's going on in your life, huh? Because people have monitoring spirits attached to them without knowing it. What I've learned is those are not my people. My people aren't going to question me. They're going to be okay when I decline the dinner date. They're going to be okay that I turn down the invite. Because if you're like me and you're an earth angel and you're here on this journey and you know your purpose and you have an anointing and you know your calling, that you can't be everywhere. I know the anointing, the light attracts everyone. But I cannot be everywhere. So I'm selective in the places I show up. I'm a selective in the people who I choose to hang out with. Because I understand that I have a calling on my life. And the calling is big enough for itself. Because when you tell people you're chosen, you tell people that you have a calling, they think this is a bed of roses. And it's further from the truth. It's not a bed of roses. He knows that he can trust the chosen ones with pain, that they will carry out the mission to fruition. That's what God knows. So a lot of people say all the time, I hear it, that the journey of life is a gift from God. I'm not saying that. I'm saying sometimes the weight from the burden and the pain becomes so great that the chosen one just wants out, right? Because we understand that this is not a destination. This is not a stopping point. This is a passing through for us. We're here to fulfill a specific purpose, a specific plan, according to God's will. And a lot of times, the chosen ones come with so much joy in their heart. They have this childlike laugh themselves. And people can't understand a lot of times, like, where does this joy come from? Or when they're seen out, they're seen as a person. Any trials or any tribulation, I tell you this further from the truth. What God does in his grace and his mercy is that he preserves them for such a time, for such a season, so that you can reach the intended audience who God handpicked and sought out for you to reach. So I tell people, I don't take my anointing lightly. I don't take my journey lightly. I'm truly, truly grateful. I'm actually honored that God chose me. But do I get tired? Yes, I get tired. I get exhausted. Go through a lot of periods and seasons of isolation, of hermit modes, where it's just me and God. Get a lot of negative energy that comes into me. I've become better at it on this journey as far as alchemizing it into something positive. Not taking anything personal. I can't afford to do that. Life is too short. I realized that I didn't know how much time God had given me on this journey. I start wasting time. Because I understood that God could call my number at any time. And the last thing I wanted in this journey was for me to be called and I not fulfill my purpose. Yeah, I know life pulls at you with the media, with the news, with social media, with what's going on in the world, and it distracts us from what we're really here sent to do, right? I've been called a lot of things, and I answer to a lot of those things. But I understand the only calling that really mattered was the calling that my Creator gave me. When he saw fit to give me, whom he entrusted with that, and he knew I was going to see it to fruition, no matter what it took. You know, I have one mission and one mission only, and that is to fulfill God's purpose for my life. And do I have fun? Yes. Yes, I have a lot of fun. I laugh a lot. I joke a lot. I go out sometimes. I play because I work so hard. And so I play just as hard. It has to be a duality. It has to be a balance for me. Can't just be all work and no play or all play and no work. It doesn't balance the scale. So I learned if I'm going to be all in as far as work, I'm going to be all in as far as play. And that works for me because there's a balance. And I'm grateful and I'm truly honored. So I tell people, God has given you a vision. God has handpicked you from the flock. How dare you sleep? How dare you slumber on it? How dare you take it for granted? Because God could have chosen anybody. Out of 8 billion people in this world, he could have chosen anyone to fulfill his mission. But he chose you. Be grateful. Be honored. And I know you get tired. Honey, let me tell you, I get tired. Let me tell you, I get exhausted. Let me tell you, I curse. Let me tell you, I get frustrated. Let me tell you, I call myself calling it quits. But just like Jonah, when he was called to go off to Nineveh, and he just was rebellious, I say, and God swallowed him up in the belly of the whale for 3 days. Sometimes I get the Jonah spirit. Sometimes I get rebellious, right? But that doesn't mean that I lose the anointing. That doesn't mean that God takes the anointing from me or I just quit the assignment. No. God has another route for that. He already knew that I was going to get exhausted. He knew that I was going to run. So he had something in place for that. Because I tell people, many are called, but few are chosen. It's a difference when you're chosen. You're going to carry this out to fruition. You weren't just called and you had an option. Oh, I'm going to answer the call. I'm not going to answer the call. No, you were chosen. You were handpicked from the flock. You're going to do this. This is your mission. This is the assignment. This is the blueprint. You signed it before you came into this realm. And I'm truly, truly grateful. I don't know where the strength comes from, but yet I do know where the strength comes from. It comes from God, the one who gives me breath. The one that handpicked me from the flock. And I tell people, listen. I've made bad choices. Yes, I have on this journey. But that did not stop God from choosing me. Because one thing about two things for sure, it didn't change my heart posture. It didn't change my soul, the soul that he placed down on the inside of me. It's the same soul that it was when he placed it down the inside of me. Yeah, I had some quirks and things that I had to work through. Therapists, huh? Shadow work. Facing my fears, getting honest. That was a part of my journey. I had to be honest with Carla about what I went through, about where I was and where I wanted to be in this journey. Things I lost, things that I thought that I would have today. I don't have people that I thought would be here with me that are not here with me. I had to be okay with that. And I tell people, that takes a strength that I can't even fathom it sometimes, where I get the strength from to keep going, to keep pulling myself up out of bootstrap. And do I cry? Yes, I cry. Yes, I'm sad, but I try not to stay there. I tell people, I give myself 2 days. I'm giving you 2 days, Carla, to cry about the situation. It's not that serious, because at the end of the day, look at it. Does it really matter? Does it really matter? People are people. They're going to talk to the end of time. They've been talking since King died. They're going to continue to talk. It's okay. Let them talk. You have a hell of a subject. If you're discussing me, you have a hell of a subject. Huh? I've lived a many of lifetimes. I've been through so much and I come out. And a lot of times, I don't even recognize the person I see in the mirror. After all the things I've been through, I still hold my head high. I still stick my chest out. Because I know one thing for certain, two things for sure. God hasn't given up on me. And if God hasn't given up on me, how dare I give up on me? That's the least I can do. Is follow his lead. Huh? That's the least I can do. I say nobody knows what's going on, but everybody has an idea to tell you what you should be doing. Everybody knows what you should be doing. My daughter calls me sometimes. She asks me hard questions I can't answer it for. What I've learned on this journey is you need to seek guidance from God. I'm not God. There is one, but that's not who I am. I don't pretend to be. I don't proclaim to be. And I don't play. One thing I do not play about is my relationship with God. I tell my daughter, seek him for yourself. Don't go on what I'm telling you, what he does for me in my life. Seek him for yourself in your life. Huh? And then you have all the answers you have, because just like he answers me and he's there for me, he's there for you as well. But you gotta seek him. I tell how long I went on this journey not knowing that he was there, thinking that he had given up on me. Think he didn't want to have anything to do with me because the people that he placed on my journey misrepresented him. When they didn't have anything to do with me, I thought God didn't want to have anything to do with me either. Because it's the only representation of God that I had in this journey. It broke me in such a way that God could build me back up and present me to the world. And this is what it is. This is my child. Who he loves. Decisions I made that were poor, because I made a lot of decisions that were poor. Continue to make mistakes. That's one today. We get a chance today to work on our imperfections. I strive to be Carla, who God called me to be. Not who circumstance I had to be, not who life said I had to be, not who the struggle said I had to be, but whom God called me to be. He called me out of a mighty dark place, placed my feet on solid ground, and rebuilt me. I was meant to go through and not stay through. I was meant to go through to get through so that I can sit here today and talk about my journey and share with you about the goodness of God and where he called me from.